Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now celebrating 17 years of broadcasting success, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Both of those tuning in on the radio dial here in my home state of Mississippi, WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com. We're glad that you all could be with us. Also, those joining us through our online affiliates around the world, we're glad you all could be with us as well. I'm excited to welcome Dr. Mark Schillinger to our program today. He's the individual who founded the Young Men's Ultimate Weekend. We're going to talk to him not only about the Empowerment Camp, but also the work he's been able to do, not only working with young men, but also with parents and adults as well. I think this is so important when it comes to not only empowerment, but also encouragement for not only young people, but also, of course, us adults as well. We'll talk to Dr. Schillinger about the work he's been able to do, what it's been like for him to see the response, and, of course, let you guys know how to be able to find out more information about the camp as well. Dr. Schillinger, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Cyrus. I'm really happy to share the wealth of information I've learned by working with families over the last 20 years.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. That's what I thought was so impressive here. I mean, you've been doing this work for quite some time and being able to make a difference and make an impact. I think there's no better gift than any of us have. What has that reflection been like for you? A lot of times I saw the testimonials from the young people, but what has that been like for you to see the work paying off for these young people in your life?
Oh, it's just been deeply rewarding. When I was a younger person, like in my teens, I always wanted to do something good in the world. I always wanted to do something big and special. I just felt compelled. And I really pursued a path as a personal life coach. And I wanted to help people discover who they are and how to be happy and healthy and holy. And I became a chiropractor. I became a life coach for most of my patients over the years, or many of them. And it was very fulfilling. And then one day what happened was my son turned teenager, as did my daughter. And I realized all of a sudden they didn't think I was the world's best daddy anymore. Something really radically changed. And it really made me sad, thinking that I was not going to be able to really connect with my son the way my father had with me. And so I started the Young Men's Ultimate Weekend as a way to help young people, you know, pull it together, because I know they had unlimited potential like my son, but most of them were getting addicted to the video games. So all these years later, what I've seen is that by going through a rite of passage, which is really an ancestral tradition of ours that's been dropped out of our culture, by having young men go through a rite of passage initiation with trained mentors, and I have like amazing mentors who show up every year, year in and year out, the same people working with young men, the response I've gotten from young men is that they feel more responsible, more accountable for their lives. They feel like they have a better sense as to who they are, what they need to do in the world, their responsibilities. So I have been so fulfilled because my whole career changed towards family work, because now I'm convinced that if I'm going to do a big thing in the world, it's going to be to help the world be a better place, because I believe that only by having children coming from healthy, caring, and cooperative families are going to be able to change the world. So it's been very rewarding for me to see thousands of young people go through the program and really come out different people after just a weekend.
Dr. Schillinger, I was thinking about how the world has changed in those 20 years, right? I mean, one of the big things, of course, from this past decade that has impacted us all is social media. How have you and the work that you're doing, how has that kind of morphed as the time has gone on to be able to fit the needs of not only the challenges that these young people are faced with, but also the tools available for you to be able to help them?
Yeah, great point you bring up, Cyrus, because when we first started in the year 2000, social media, digital dominance, as I call it, wasn't quite as prevalent as it is now, of course. And we saw a change in the young men. Right around the year 2008, 9, or 10, the young men weren't as enthusiastic about being there. They weren't as cooperative. They were, you know, just complaining a lot when they would first arrive. Of course, that all changed by the time they left. But that's when we realized that social media, digital devices were having a huge impact, not just on the parents, not just on the kids, but the parents as well, because entire families now were getting sucked into these devices. And there was no book written by anybody about how to help families work through this bomb of technology thrown into the families, where everybody's so distracted that they just don't know how to get along anymore. So social media, digital devices, especially for young men, is challenging. Not that it's not for young women, but the research is really clear based on the brain science showing that young men's brains are way more susceptible than young women's, in large part, to getting addicted to these devices because they're so enamored with the constant participation and instant gratification that these devices bring. And because a lot of the games are about killing, conquering, acquiring territory, these are all things that young men, you know, 10,000 years ago and even 500 years ago would be thinking about. And so now they're doing it virtually. And unfortunately, while there's some benefits to them playing these games, like the camaraderie they have and their ability to focus for short periods of time, they actually think that these experiences are like real life. And so they're getting so caught up in getting all this adrenaline and cortisol and testosterone into their bodies that it makes them feel invincible, but so much so that they actually become disrespectful to their parents. They become withdrawn to them, basically. That's all they really want to do because they're addicted to what's called the dopamine spike, which simply means that every time they focus and press a button on their phone or their device, they get this spike of dopamine, which allows them to focus and feel the exhilaration of winning or competing. But after a short period of time, the body can't uptake any more dopamine. And so the research is really clear that young people, and again, especially young men, are becoming more anxious than ever, depressed than ever, not ready to really handle the challenges of the adult world at the age of 18 or 20, like you and I probably were. Now there's kind of an expression in parent education that 25 is the new 15. Like these young men now take way longer to get their act together, and so much of it comes from these digital distractions that, in summary, I would say, really prevents young men from getting in touch with their natural, instinctual, biological drive to become, you know, their own men, to become his own man. And so they're basically hamstrung by this focus of attention on these devices, and they're not even paying attention to their desire to want to get out and individuate. So they think they're going to do this for the rest of their life. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but not much.
Right, right. Well, and I think, too, you and I were discussing this, Dr. Schillinger, before we went on here, that it's a twofold thing that you're able to do. Just as you mentioned, you're able to see the difference from when they first come in. I can only imagine. Talk to us about the parents. I mean, what has that been like for you to hear how the parents have literally seen that transformation from the time that they arrive to the time that they go home?
Yeah. The parents who see that transformation are the ones who will often take the parenting workshop or the rite of passage event for parents, which we'll talk about, of course, in a moment. But the young men who do make the greatest transformations are the ones whose parents are taking their own rite of passage because they're learning the same technology. That said, parents are basically worried that their sons don't have the desire or the ability to handle the challenges of the adult world. They hear about the young men's ultimate weekend, and some of them will just drop them off thinking that that's going to be the only thing that's going to, you know, that's the only thing they need to really be cured and then become successful young men. It's not always the case. However, here's what we found. About 25% of the young men who go through this weekend program will literally come out the other end looking and sounding different. They actually have grown up in a weekend because they knew this is what they need. And we'll talk about what happens at the weekend, of course. I'd say about 25% of the young men don't really get a whole lot out of it other than they got a chance to see that they need to know something, even if they don't want to participate fully, and we would certainly never make anybody participate, but at least they're exposed to the reality that they are expected to change their focus from having fun all the time to being responsible to their family and their community. And I'd say about 50% of the young men, after speaking with them, you know, 2, 3, 5, 10 years after they've graduated, will say that they got some change or a lot of change. And as I said before, there's some who say it really changed their lives over a weekend because we know how to challenge them. That activates that biological wisdom I was referring to before so that they want to engage. They want to develop those parts of their brain that they know they need to have if they're going to handle the challenges of the adult world. So they go through ropes courses, a grieving ceremony that's very powerful where they really release all their pain and anger. They do fun things like making hip-hop beats, ropes courses. But basically the entire weekend they're being challenged to discover basically four things. Who they are, you know, what are their own values, what do they really believe? Number two, how do they take the things that they believe in and are good at and bring that back into their family? How do they contribute back? Number three, how do they develop that responsibility that they need to have to take better care of their community, to give back? And then number four, what we would just call spirituality. One of the things we do at the Young Men's Ultimate Weekend is the Sweat Lodge. And the young men really get a chance to learn how to focus on their intuition or to pray in a way that gets them to connect with something that's bigger than them and includes them, not separate from them. And we give them all the space they need to get a sense that there are forces that work in the universe that are not always talked about at school or at home, but are at play. So we introduce them to who they are, how to give back to their family, how to give back to their community, and getting a sense for what's bigger than them. And many of them are just waiting for an opportunity like this to really explore the world separate from those devices. They don't want us to take those devices when they show up on Friday, but by the time they leave on Sunday, they're just always hugging us like, thank you, I learned so much, I got a lot out of it. They're not even thinking about those devices.
That in itself is a huge thing, and we definitely want to talk about the role of parents and how you decided to do that. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Dr. Mark Schillinger is our guest for this segment. We're talking with him not only about the work he's been able to do with the Young Men's Ultimate Weekend and what it's been able to do in giving them the tools they need to move forward, but also how it really impacts the whole family. Did you know that was going to be the winning formula, Dr. Schillinger, that the parents had to be involved or at least offered the opportunity to be involved?
No, when I started this Ultimate Weekend, it was because I wanted to improve my relationship with my son, Gabe. And without any advertising, only word of mouth that we were going to put on this first event in the year 2000, 205 young men showed up out of nowhere. And that's when I realized I was not the only father having a hard time raising sons. And then about, like I said, about 8 or 9 years, 10 years later, when we realized the young men were changing, it wasn't just the digital devices. I really got the sense that it was the parents who didn't know how to raise their sons, and not blaming them, but because of all this, what I called before, a technology bomb was thrown into their house, became so divisive for families. So I realized that the parents needed a rite of passage initiation for themselves, where they would learn how to let go of their son as a boy, learn how to respect and treat him like an intelligent young man, and then watch, once they learn the technology that we created, and watch how he begins to transform his relationship, where it becomes more caring, more cooperative, because the young man finally felt seen by his parents. So once we added the parenting rite of passage in the year 2010, I think it was, the results were way more effective, because now at the end of the weekend, basically what happens is the young men show up in the woods on a Friday night, the parents show up in a hotel with me, and on Sunday we reunite them. It's a very tear-jerking, goosebumpy ceremony, but the results are fantastic, because now the parents and the young men have the same technology, which we call the Right Way for Family Unity method, and it teaches them how to communicate better, how to ask questions of each other better, how to support each other, meaning parents and young people, to be their authentic self, how to allow everybody to creatively express themselves while also all sharing their resources to contribute to the well-being of the family. And those families are getting amazing results. I know you mentioned that you've seen some of the testimonials by the young men. If your listeners go to the website called challengingteenagesons.com, you'll see lots of videos of parents who've done that rite of passage event and how it's changed their lives. So the Young Men's Ultimate Weekend is the nonprofit for the young men, and then Challenging Teenage Sons is the program that I put on for the parents. And the whole premise of that is that it's not so much that the young men are challenging, it's as a culture, we've forgotten how to challenge them to be the great young men that they want to be.
Wow. Well, I tell you, it has to be an amazing thing to be able to see. And we have to say, you know, as you mentioned, 20 years, just a remarkable, I think, you know, journey that you've been on, you know, with this work and with the people you've been able to be impacted by. But all of us have definitely been changed by the year that's been 2020. I noticed on the website, and we definitely, for audiences joining us online, if you guys can definitely visit ymuw.org, we'll remind you of that website. I noticed that you all are offering for 2021, you're going to have a virtual event, Dr. Schillinger, as well as it looks an in-person event later on. So talk to us about how this year changed things for you.
Oh, boy, like it did for so many people, you know, everything's on Zoom now. So we are having our first parenting rite of passage on Zoom starting in the middle of January. And, again, if parents go to challengingteenagesons.com or ymuw.org, they can learn more about it. So that's going to be a challenge for us. I mean, how do you do a rite of passage virtually. Well, we've been practicing. We did our first rite of passage or mini rite of passage event for parents about 6 months ago. It was just sort of a few-hour program, and it went well. So I'm excited about it. And what makes it translatable over the internet and virtually is because I do a really good job getting all the parents together to operate like a clan. And I've already learned just by doing one other event previously that whether it's virtual or live, parents want to connect with other parents. They want to feel like they're part of a tribe, that they're not the only ones having these issues. And under my leadership, when they all share their wisdom, it's amazing to watch how they, you know, sort of come out of their shells. So that'll translate. For the Young Men's Ultimate Weekend, we haven't done an online course for young men who have not done the course. We have that coming up in March, and that will be a series of online courses, and we'll do our best to emulate the live event. And then, of course, you know, God willing, we'll be out of the COVID danger by the summer. So this summer in July, we'll be putting on a parent workshop, live workshop, and a Young Men's Ultimate Weekend live. They're always in a location that's nearby because the young men and the parents, you know, are reunited on Sunday. So we will do a live event. I think it's going to happen this year, especially now that vaccinations are coming out. But we are doing online events, and we're excited for them because this way we can really communicate with people all around the world, not just people who come live, which are pretty much people in, you know, the United States and Western United States since we're in California.
Right. So I have to ask you, I mean, I think it goes without saying that it's a no-brainer that there have been many programs that have come and gone. What do you think has been the key for what you built with this empowerment camp, Dr., to be able to keep people coming back and to keep it growing year after year?
Yeah, thank you. I'd say that there are three highlights about our program that may be different than others. And there's lots of good programs out there, by the way. We are not the only one. However, here's what makes us a little bit unique. We start off with the premise that young men do not need to be fixed or saved, that there's nothing wrong with them. Our method is called the Right Way Method of Family Unity, which implies that everybody's already right within themselves. They just need to have it drawn out of them so they can see how right they actually are. So we don't start out thinking that we have to fix or save them in any way. We avoid a traditional talk therapy model, which is great, but for most young men, it falls short. Like, young men usually don't want to just sit down and talk about their emotions. You have to get it out of them. So one of the main things that we do at the Young Men's Ultimate Weekend is we're all using this Right Way method. It's a shared method. So when the young men are hearing 75, you know, adult male volunteers using the same languaging, sharing the same techniques, it's like being raised in a community, and that's what we're doing. It takes a village to raise sons. We don't have villages to do that. So one of the features of a village or a tribe was that they'd all use the same method or way. So that's the first thing we do that I think is very influential on young men, that they can't really divide us and find favorite mentors. We're all doing the same thing. The second thing that I know is very unique about our work is that almost all of our adult male mentors have undergone their own rite of passage events, either as young men or even as adult men or both. And that's very powerful because then they have the desire, they have the stamina, they have the maturity to help young men discover what it's going to take to become happy, responsible, and resilient. The third thing that is, I would say, the most profound part of the Young Men's Ultimate Weekend is we do this ceremony late Saturday night after they've been with us a little over 24 hours now and they really trust us. It's a ceremony that happens in a deeper part of the woods than they're already in. It's a big bonfire. And they go through this ceremony where they're going to learn how to get rid of all their anger, all their frustration, all their pain, all their past disappointments in one fell swoop. And what happens is they get blindfolded. They go on a trust walk. They go walk through the forest, and then they get closer to this site where they hear drumming in the background and didgeridoos, a very primal kind of setting. They walk up individually about 10 steps to a platform, where they're asked if they're ready to become a man, and thankfully almost all of them will say yes. We give them the instructions. We say, grab your balls, lock your knees, fall straight back. And they do this trust fall. And then when they're caught and they're stood up, we remove their blindfold and they're pointed in a direction where all these tiki torches are. They walk alone. They get to a big spot where there's a big bonfire. We invite men from the community to come, even the ones who are not volunteers for all weekend. And then it could be up to 100 men, maybe 150 men sometimes, waiting for them. They all show up after they do their trust fall, and then they're given their instructions, which is they're going to be pushing up against 5 or 6 adult men, not to hurt them, but to get out all their frustration. And so they push up against the men. They scream. They cry. They yell. They fall to the ground. They're pounding the dirt. And after about 2 or 3 hours, when all the young men and all the adult men go through their grieving process, the bonding, the camaraderie, the connection that they all have as males who have a chance to grieve in a very old-fashioned ancestral way is amazing. And so that's the beginning of their entryhood into young adulthood, is that you have to be responsible for your anger. You have to be responsible when things are not fair. You have to be responsible to control your emotions. And so we teach them a very simple mindfulness-based stress reduction technique at the weekend. So once they've gotten rid of all that anger, they now know that whenever they do get upset about something, they can calm themselves down in 15 or 20 seconds or less. So we have a lot of bases covered at the Young Men's Ultimate Weekend. I would say those are the three sort of biggest standouts.
Wow. What a great thing, and what a great opportunity for them to be able to not only to find connections, but also to find healing, right? And I think that's the thing that all of us can be able to use. Again, everyone, Dr. Mark Schillinger has been our guest for this segment. We've been talking to Dr. Schillinger not only about the work he's been able to do, the important work he's been able to do with the weekend, Young Men's Ultimate Weekend and Empowerment Camp, but also the work that's being done with adults as well. So this is something that you've been able to do for some time. Maybe all of us cannot be a part of the weekend in person, but how can we as an audience, how can we be able to support your work?
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Well, we have a huge audience now because we were just featured on CNN 3 weeks ago on a show called This Is Life with Lisa Ling. So we have lots of people who really have been inquiring how they can stay connected. One of the things that the listeners will discover if they go to the YMUW.org website, there's a couple of free gifts for them. One is an ebook called Why It's Harder Than Ever to Raise Your Son and What You Can Do About It. And there's a free report called The Four Secrets to Helping Your Son Grow Up Right Now. So those are some things that your listeners can get right now and learn more about, you know, the work and how to raise your sons better. As far as support goes, you know, obviously attending our programs is great, but if I may be so bold to say, we really want to take this work around the world, certainly starting in America. It takes a lot of money. That's what we're finding because we're all volunteers. None of us get paid. Some of us put in hundreds of hours a year to get it ready. But now with the exposure that we've had from Lisa Ling, we are getting inquiries from people who want to know how they can support us, whether it's financial or volunteering or, you know, working in the office, whatever. That has been great. So if your listeners really want to get involved, again, if they go to YMUW.org and then contact us from there, we'd love to hear how they want to get engaged or stay engaged in any way, shape, or form.
All right, so definitely encourage our audience to be able to do that. Again, everyone, Dr. Mark Schillinger has been our guest. Dr. Schillinger, thank you so much, not only for your time here, but also for the work that you've been doing over the past 2 decades. And I look forward to having you back on the program again.
Oh, I'd love to be on. I really appreciate the work you're doing, too. I've seen a lot of the interviews you've done or heard them. They're really great. So also for you to keep up the good work. And again, I just invite people to come to YMUW.org, get their free gifts, and really just learn what we're up to, because I think the world's going to be a better place when we have healthy families going forth into the world and changing all the instabilities and all the uncertainty we have in the political and economic world.
Yeah, I could not agree more. Definitely important for us. Again, everyone, we will be linking that up for those joining us on the online side of our program to make it easy for you guys to get us. And we thank you all for tuning in to this episode of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.